February 7th, breaking the power of death. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plague. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Hosea 13:14. Well might all heaven be astonished at the reception their loved commander received in the world. He made the world, and yet the world knew him not. Friends denied him, forsook him, and betrayed him. He was assailed by temptation. Human agony convulsed his divine soul. He was lacerated with cruel scourgings. His hands were pierced with nails. His holy temples were crowned with thorns. It was the working of Satan's machinations that made the life of Christ one dark series of afflictions and sadness. And at last he compassed Christ's death. In the act of dying, Christ was destroying him who had the power of death. He carried out the plan, finished the work which from Adam's fall he had covenanted to undertake. By dying for the guilt of a sinful world, he reinstated fallen man on condition of obedience to God's commandments, in the position from which he had fallen in consequence of obedience. And when he broke the fetters of the tomb and rose triumphant from the dead, he answered the question, "If a man die, shall he live again?" Job 14:14. Christ made it possible that every child of Adam might, through a life of obedience, overcome sin and rise also from the grave to his heritage of immortality purchased by the blood of Christ. Our salvation was wrought out by infinite suffering to the Son of God. His divine bosom received the anguish, the agony, the pain that the sinfulness of Adam brought upon the race. The heel of Christ was indeed bruised when his humanity suffered, and grief heavier than that which ever oppressed the beings he had created weighed down his soul as he was engaged in paying the vast debt which man owed to God. The question, "If a man die, shall he live again?" has been answered. God in human form brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. In dying, Christ secured eternal life for all who believe in him.